We're starting here on Membet Amud Aleph, about 12 lines down. The Gemara asks, Eitve, Matzah Tavnit Yad, Tavnit Regel, Helu Asurim. A person finds a part of the body, a yad, a hand, or a regal, or a foot, they are serim, because people do worship these types of items. Mar says, am I? Why is that the case? Hashvarim ninhu. These are broken pieces. This is broken down pieces of a tzelem. And broken pieces of a tzelem, we saw in the Mishnah that shivei tzelem are mutarim. And Shmuel even made a statement, avir even shivei of the kovim are mutarim. So why are these problematic? So Gemara says, like we saw before, that ha targum Shmuel. Shmuel already explains this. B'mdim al b'sisam. That they have some sort of base under them. We saw there that Rashi claimed that b'sisam was al kanam, that they were on a specific base. Whereas Tosfos says no, b'sisam can't be some platform that they're placed upon, but rather that the item itself contains a ability or an ability to stand it up. It comes with its own base built into it, and that's why it looks like it wasn't just part of something bigger and now separated, but rather it was its own standalone item. So, Eitve, Oved Kochavim, Mevatel, Avodat Kochavim Shelo, Veshel Chaveiro. So, we have a question now from a Braita that Oved Kochavim can be Mevatel his own Avodah Zarah, Vishal Chaveiro, and his friends of Avodah Zarah, whether he worships that Avodah Zarah or not, or David Kochavim is empowered to be Mavatal Avodah Zarah. Vishal ain't a Mavatal, but a Kochavim shall obey Kochavim. But a Jew cannot be Mavatal the Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew. Vamai. Tavi Kovadat Kochavim shnishtabra mele. It should be no worse than a Obadah Kochavim that falls apart by itself. And over there, Reb Shimon ben Lakish says that it is muteret. So if it's nishtabra mele, it should be muteret, then why over here is it problematic? So Amar Abaye shepachsa. There's a case here where he crushed it down. So when he crushed it down, Amar says, v'chi pachsa my havi, just because the Jew crushed it down, why is that not problematic? Vatanan. We have a Mishnah coming up, that pachsa, when a person crushes it down, afa bishlo chisra, even though it lost nothing, meaning that it was simply crushed, and it was, nothing was taken away from the tzelem, betela, it's batel. Mar says, hani, mile de pachsa oved kochavim. That's only if a non-Jew does it. If a non-Jew does the pachsa, and does that crushing of it, then we see that it's galidate, that he's made it clear that he's mevaze, that he doesn't care about it, and he's mevatel it, that we don't have to worry about it anymore. On the other hand, if a Jew does it, then it's not a problem. Why? Because Rashi explains to us the whole reason that we say here that Ovid Kochavim in general is Mevatel the Avodah Zarah is because we in stomach think if the Avodah Zarah can't take care of itself, the Goy or the Ovid Kochavim is not going to think that it can take care of him. But over here, where the Jew simply Pachsa crushed it down, he's just going to say the Ovid Kochavim lo kapta Avodah Kochavim ba'pachse, that the Ovid Kochavim doesn't care that it was crushed down. It's still there. It's all there. It's just not in its total form. So since it's not missing anything, he would think that that's okay. Rava says, no. Even when a Jew does the pachsa, it would be batel. So then why over here is it problematic? Why can't the Yisrael be mevatel over chamish over chamim? Gzeira. It's all gzeira. Truthfully, a Yisrael could be mevatel Mevodah Zarah, and it would be a bit dull. These are all good ways of being vata. Because we're worried about Dilmeh Mavbala, maybe he'll lift it up. Vahadr Mavatala. Before he's Mavatala, the Mevodah Zarah, he'll pick it up. And that Hagbah, these items are of Hefker. When he picks it up, he's Kone it. Now, once he's Kone it, now we have a problem. Why? Because it's Havi Obedah Kochavim Biyad Yisrael. As soon as he becomes Jewish, Avodah Zarah, Vachobedah Kochavim Biyad Yisrael, Inu Betel Lulam. The Jew owns the Avodah Zarah. Then it can never be nullified, it can never be undone, it has to be put, destroyed and put into a geniza. So the problem with the fear that we have here is not that a Jew cannot be mevatel the Avodah Zarah. In Ol Chanami, a Jew can be mevatel the Avodah Zarah of a goy. The problem is that we are afraid of what could happen. There is a possibility that the Jew will pick it up first and then only then be mevatel it, and that will create a problem because it will be koneh the Avodah Zarah, making it into a Jewish-owned Avodah Zarah, and that cannot be mevatel. Now the Gemara says, Eitve, Akum, Shishivi Avanim Min HaMarkulus, a non-Jew who takes stones from the Marculus. The Marculus, we're going to see this again later in the Masechta, is a Avodah Zarah that they used to place three stones, two on the bottom, one on top of it, and they used to, the Avodah Zarah, the way they worshipped it was they used to throw stones at it. So there are plenty of stones around this Avodah Zarah. So he takes the stones from the Avodah Zarah, v'chipa behen derachim, and then he paved the road with it, v'tartiot, or made a theater with it. Mutarot, those are mutar, because mistama, it's mevutal now. He's taken the Avodah Zarah, this is a non-Jew, and he's allowed to be mevatelet, so he's mevatel the Avodah Zarah by using it for this purpose. V'Yisrael she'viyavanim in a maklus on the other hand, if a Jew does it, v'chipa behen derachim, and then paves, use them as paving stones, v'tartiot, or for the theaters, asurot, they remain asur. So wait, again, this should be no worse than Nishtabra Be'elea. If it's no worse than Nishtabra Be'elea, this should be fine. The Vazar should be Mvutal. So am I, Tabi Kavara Chavim Shishtabra Be'elea. So Mara says, Achanami, Kidurova, again, we answer like Rava, in Achanami, Mina Torah, it could be Mvutal, or the Jew could be Mvatel, the Avodah Zarah. The problem is Rava, which is we fear the fact that he might pick it up, and then only then be Mvatel it, and that will make it into Avodah Zarah that's owned by a Jew that cannot be Nitvatel, or Mvutal. Eitve, another Mishnah that's coming up. Avodah Chachamim Sheshipa Avodat Chachamim Letzorcho. If a Avodah Zara goes, if an Avodah Chachamim goes ahead and he carves out, or he shaves down an Avodah Zara for his own purposes, is because he wants the dust, the sawdust, or the shavings that come away from it, he v'shipuea mutarim. Then the Avodah Zara is mutaret, and as well as the shavings that come off of it. Because the fact that he's using it for this purpose shows that he doesn't really care about it. The fact that he wants the shavings, and he uses the Avodah Zara to get his shavings, shows that number one, he's mevazah the Avodah Zara, he uses it as a source for shavings, and number two, by doing that, he's mevatel the Avodah Zara. The Tzarcha, on the other hand, if he does it to beautify or to fix up the Avodah Zarah, he has Surah. The Avodah Zarah itself is Asur, but Shipia Mutarim. But the shavings or the dust that comes away from it, those are Mutarim because he doesn't care about those. Those are Mevutal. He's not interested anymore. On the other hand, Yisrael Sheshipa, Avodah Chachamim, if the Jew does this, he does the shaving down of the Avodah Zarah, Ben Letzorcha, whether it's for the purpose of the Jew himself, Ben Letzorcha, for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, he, Vishipua Asurim. It and the shavings are Asur. Am I? Tiavi Kavodat Chavim Shnishtaber Me'leah. Why should it be any worse again than Avodah Zarah that is falls apart by itself? So Gemara says, Achanami, Kidurova, again, we answer like Rova, and Achanami, the Jew could be, if he did it, the Tzarchol, he could be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah, but again, we're Choshesh for the problem that Rova raised, and therefore we say that the Jew's beetle is not a good beetle. Another question, 8, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shochek Vizoreh LaRuach, that a person has to crush up the Avodah Zarah, and then he disperses it to wind, or Matil Yama throws it into the ocean. Amrlo, Chamim Sadim, Afina Sezevel. Wait a minute, how could you do that? You're making it into fertilizer, in that these shavings or this crushing of the Avodah Zarah will then be dispersed over the fields, and that'll be hana'ah for a Jew from Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to get any hana'ah whatsoever from the Avodah Zarah. So true, you destroyed it, but nevertheless, the dust or the crushed Avodah Zarah now can serve as fertilizer, even when you disperse it to the wind, and that means that somebody's getting hana'ah from Avodah Zarah, and that's not what we want. Again, why is this any worse than Avodah Zarah that falls apart by itself? Here, the Jew itself is crushing it down. It says, this is also, again, we'll answer like Rava. The Jew could be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah in this way. What we're worried about is Rava. Again, it's a Gzeira of Rava that we worry about the fact that maybe the Jew will pick it up first, and then it could be Avodah Zarah that's not, or has doesn't have the ability to be Nitvatel. Eitve. Rabbi Yossi ben Yisian Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, Matzat Surat Darkon. If he finds an image of a serpent, Rosho Chatuch, and its head is cut off, Safek Oved Kachavim Chatcho. It's a Safek whether it was cut off by a non-Jew. Safek Yisrael Chatcho. Or it's a Safek that it was cut off by a Jew. Mutar. In that case, it's Mutar, as Rashi points out, that is a Sveik Sveika. Because one Safek is, maybe it was never worshipped. Maybe it was an image that was done the Noi for its decorative qualities, and it was never worshipped. And the other thing, even if it was worshipped, now we have another suffix, which is maybe it was cut off by a non-Jew, which means that it's batel, or maybe it was cut off by a Jew, which would mean that it's not batel, and it would be a source. So you have a sveik, sveiko, say mutar. Vadai, Yisrael chatcho, and if we know for certain a Jew cut it off, then it's a sur. Amai, why should that be the case? Why don't we say, let's just say that it was a Avodah Zarah that broke like it's broke by itself, so to over here, when the Jew cuts it down, why should that be any worse? So Mar says, Hachanami, in Hachanami it would work, but it's Kedirova. Again, we have this Gzera of Rova that says that it should remain as a problem of Avodah Zarah when a Jew is mevatel it. Now Tosos points out over here that the Rashi says that the reason that we see over here that it's mutar when we don't know if it was cut off by a Jew or non-Jew is because it's fake sveika. On the other hand, if we say that it was only cut off by a Jew, there's only one safek, and we say it's a sur. And Tosos says v'yofikivein, Rashi was right. So why is this any case, in this case any different than shivrei tzlamim? Over there it's a safek ne'avad, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's mutar. Yet over here we have a safek ne'avad, even though we know for certain a Jew cut it off, but it's also a safek ne'avad. Rabbi Yochanan should say it's mutar. So Tosos differentiates and says v'yesh lomar. By shivrei tzlamim, there's more reason to say leheter. There's a higher likelihood that a non-Jew cut it off than a Jew. Why? Because if a Jew is the one who cut it off or was destroying the Avodah Zarah, he would have eliminated it from the world entirely. And even if it broke apart by itself, it's more likely that he would have been mevatel it when he finds it out. Even though Rabbi Yochanan says that Nishtabra Emelah is not Muteret, but still we have this other Tliya that says that if an Ovid of Bazar finds it and is Mevatalit, that we say more likely. For that reason, there's two reasons to be Matir by a Safek Ne'avad. One is the possibility that it was done by a non-Jew, and it's more likely that it's done by a non-Jew than a Jew. And also on top of that, if it fell apart by itself, we'd also say that the likelihood is that a non-Jew came along, was mevatalit after that point in time. Yet over here, we don't have that. Over here, about Shechatcho Yisrael, when the Jews for certain cut it off, we've lost one of those reasons, la'atayra. She'esh lomar, shema kishim te'enu abik chavim chatucha yitzvat la'atayna. All you can say is if the non-Jew finds it, maybe we mevatalit. V'achtayim aluchuda, in la'atir, the Rabbi Yochanan afu savak ne'avad. So even though you have two sfeikot here, in both instances you have two sfeikot, because you have a sfeik whether it was worshipped or not. Now you know the Jew cut it off, but you still have an additional sfeik. Did the Ovid Chavim now mevatel it because he saw the head cut off of it? So it's a sfeik sfeiko, but over here we say asur. Yet by the Tzlamim, when we have that type of sfeik sfeiko, we say we're not sure it was worshipped or not. Plus, we don't know who cut it off, and then we say sfeik sfeik as mutar, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So what's the difference? So it says these are different types of sfeikot that we're talking about over there. By the Tzlamim, the Sfeik Sfeika is really a total and complete Sfeik Sfeika, which is there's one Sfeik, which is whether it was worship or not. And then additionally, how was it Nitbatel? Over there we have three possibilities of what happened. It was cut off by a non-Jew, it was cut off by a Jew, or it fell apart by itself. In two out of those three instances, there's a reason to believe that the Avodah Zarah is Batel. Over here, in our case, we lose that consideration. Because yes, Safek, it was worshipped or not. But we know for certain that the Jew cut it off. Now all we're left with is maybe the non-Jew was Mevatel it after he saw it. That's not enough to make it Mutar. And that'll be to explain the difference in Rabbi Yochanan's opinions in these two instances. Now the Gemara asks another question from a Mishnah upcoming. Eitvei Rabbi Yossi Omer Aflo Yirakot Bimotak Shami Mipnei Shen Nibiyah No Sheret Alehen. So there in the Mishnah, it discusses the fact that one may not plant vegetation or vegetables underneath an asherah, because during the summertime, that type of shade is beneficial to the vegetation, and you're getting hana from the asherah. On the other hand, in the wintertime, where shade is not beneficial, Chachamim say, go ahead and plant it there. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he objects and says, listen, even though you're right, the shade is detrimental, but on the other hand, the leaves that fall off the tree are going to fertilize those vegetables that are there, the vegetation that's there, and that's a positive, so you're getting hana. So why not? So the Gemara asks, according to Reish Lakish, am I? When the leaves fall off the asherah, and they fertilize the vegetation below, it's like a avodah zarah that falls apart by itself, so too the leaves fall off the tree by themselves. Where it says, Shani Otom, the Ikar Barachavim Kayemet, that the main part of the Avodah Zarah is still intact. The tree, the Asherah, is still there. Just the leaves fell off. So in that case, we don't say that he's Mevatel the Avodah Zarah, or it's not automatically Mevatel the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, Vashipuyin. What about the case where we talked about the shavings? The Ikar Barachavim Kayemet, that over there, the main part of the Avodah Zarah is still intact, and we say that the shavings are muteret, the tzorchai, asura, if he does the shaving or the reforming for the benefit of the Avodah Zarah, that the Avodah Zarah is asura, v'shipriya mutarim, but the shavings are mutar. So, that's because if it's the natural course of growth for Avodah Zarah, that does not automatically make it batel. So over here, we have to differentiate between a tree and the shipuyin. By a tree, every year, the leaves fall off the tree. That's the natural course of a tree. So when the leaves fall off, the goy is not automatically mevatel the avodah zarah because the leaves fell off. On the other hand, when he actively goes and shaves and carves the avodah zarah, then the sawdust or the shavings that come off of that, there is clearly his intent to remove those, and those are batel because that's not the natural way of the avodah zarah. Now we had a series of questions here that brought down mishnayot, braitot that seemed to disagree with Reish Lakish, and every time the Gemara answers, oh, it's because of Rava, it's because of Rava. And Tosfos asks over here, Achanamik Rava, he says, all these questions, what's the Gemara asking here anymore? Pshita lishnei behu karova. We can answer in all these cases the same way, karova. Why did the Gemara go through case by case by case and give the exact same answer? We could have figured out the same thing. That everything is all these reasons where we say that the Yisrael is mevatel de avodah zarah. It's not because he can't do it. It's because this problem of rova. So that's why we say Yisrael cannot be mevatel de avodah zarah. And we could have answered in all these cases that way. Why does the Gemara have to take the time and effort to go through each case and give the same answer? Tosfos leaves that as a tzarich iyun. Now the Gemara continues with a question, which is Eitvei Rabbi Shimon Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lakish had a question for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan who says that Nishtabra Me'alea is not considered Batel. Kan Shibirosh Ailan, you have a bird's nest that is on the top of a tree, Shel Hekdesh. This is a tree that was Mugdash, somebody made it Kodesh, to the Migdash. Lo Ne'enin, one may not get benefit from that nest. Velo Ma'alim, but if one does take it, it means there is no Mi'ilah. Which means that the Isser here is only the Rabbanan. Lo Ma'alim means we don't, there's no Mi'ilah min Torah. But Lo Ne'enin, the Rabbanan say, please don't do that. Birosha Shel Asherah. On the other hand, if the nest is at the top of an Asherah, Yatiz Bikaneh. Should knock it off with a stick. He can knock the nest off with a stick and get a benefit from the stick. Kasal Kadatcha, we think now, Kagon Sheshibra Mimen Eitzim Bikinta. That the bird built the nest by taking branches from the Avodah Zarah, from the Asherah, and making its nest there. Viktani, and it says, Yatiz Bikaneh. You can knock it down with a stick and take the nest itself. So here you have Nishtabra Me'alea, the bird ruined the tree, took the branches off the tree or the twigs off the tree to make his nest, and we're saying that it's fine for you to go ahead and take that nest after you knock it off. Now Rashi points out, why we want you to use a stick to take it off? Because we're afraid, we don't want you climbing up the Asherah. Because if you climb up the Asherah, that's Vaday Hanah. Then you're using the Asherah as a ladder to get up to the nest. Over there we say, no, you can't do that. So we say, use a staff or a stick to knock it down so they don't get involved with the Asherah itself. Tosus extends that even further, that the reason that you should hit it with a staff or a stick is so you actually don't take it physically with your hands. Not only that you don't climb up in the Asherah, but you yourself don't take it off with your hands itself, because then it will look like you're actually taking it now, or you're breaking the branches off now. So we want to make it clear that when you knocked it off with a stick, you're somewhat removed from the tree and you knocked it down. If we look at you like putting your hand up there, taking a nest, look like you snapped the branches of the twigs off now, that we don't want. Where it says, the bird built the nest, from twigs and wood that it brought from somewhere else, not from the Asherah itself. Dekanami, I can prove that to you here. Diktani Gabi Hektesh, by Hektesh says, Lo Nehenin, Velo Ma'alim. So that you can't get an off from it, and you also can't be Moel. Iyamar Bishlama, the Ait Eitzim Me'almo, if the branches came from outside the tree of Hektesh, Hainutani Gabi Hektesh, that makes sense by Hektesh, Lo Nehenin. You don't get an off, meaning that don't do this, it's an Isser Derabbanan. Velo Ma'alim, we don't want you, if you do do it, there is no Me'ilah, because Lo Nehenin means Derabbanan, Velo Ma'alim, Midoraito, Dehalo Kedishi. Because they're not kadosh, he brought the twigs and the branches from another tree. The nest itself doesn't have anything that's kodesh. Eliyahu Marat Shavra Itzim Mimena, that Shibra Itzim Mimena, they actually broke the branches off of the tree itself, then Mekinta Ben, and then he made the nest. Amai Lo Ma'alin, why is there no Me'ila here? He took branches that were hektesh, and he made them into a nest, the bird, and now you're going to take them. Why aren't you Moel? So Moel says, Ha Kadishi, they're already kadosh, so why should you be able to get that benefit? But why should you, if you do it, not be chayav in Me'ilah? So it says, Me'idiriyo, what are you talking about? Hacha b'gidulim b'yachar mikan askinan. We're talking about a case where the individual is makdish the core tree. Everything that grows after that, that's not kodesh. So he makdish the core tree, then the branches that grow that the bird uses for its nest, those aren't kodesh. And that's why there's no problem over here. Because of Me'ilah b'gidulim, that there's no Me'ilah when it comes to growth that comes off of that core that is hektesh. So that's the explanation. So we first have a question from Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. It seems to be that a bird built a nest from an Asherah, and we say it's muteret. So we'd say, oh, it looks like Nishtabu Me'ala is muteret. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. It was done with intent. This was the bird took it from another tree, so we're not even talking about a nest from an Asherah. That's why he tried to prove it from the language of the Braita, but we say, no, that's not the case. You can't prove from the Lashon of the Braita, but each of them, Reish Lakish can explain this to be a proof to him, which is that the bird took the branches from the Asherah itself. Yochanan can say that it's not a problem for me because it's talking about a case where he brought the branches from the outside, and both of them can explain the Hektesh. Now we're offered an alternative answer, which is Rabbi Boaz, Rabbi Yochanan, my Yatiz. What does it mean, Yatiz, that he should knock it down? Yatiz Befruchim. We're not talking about knocking down the nest itself. We're talking about what's contained in the nest, and that is taking out the young chicks. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yirmiyah, about the Chlifa, I'll explain it to you. Befruchim, kan v'kan mutarim. When we're talking about chicks, whether it's in the Hektesh tree or the Avodah Zarah, the Asherah tree, those are mutar. Bebeitzim, when we're talking about eggs, kan v'kan asurim. In both places, they are asur because the beitzim, the eggs, need the tree to be upheld or to keep them up there. If they're without that, you can't have them. So Amar Rav Ashi, befruchim shetzuchim le'iman. Any chicks that need their mother, can beitzim them. We have the same din as a beitzah, as an egg, because they can't move from the nest itself, and therefore they are dependent on the tree. So based on that, the Reisha and the Seifa are actually statements that apply both to an Asherah and Hektesh. In the Reisha, when it says that you're allowed to get Hanoah from the Efrochim, the chicks that are up there in the tree of Hektesh, that's also true of the Asherah. Ah, why didn't it write them together? Because you can't say lo nenim v'lo molim by an Asherah, by Avodah Zarah. That's an application or a din that applies to Hektesh. But we'll know from Hektesh that's true also by an Asherah. And in the Sefer, we say by the Asherah, it's mutar to take the Efrochim out of the nest. That will be true of Hektesh as well. You're allowed to take the chicks out. It told us by Avodah Zarah, v'hu adin, that will be the same din that is applicable to Hektesh itself. In this case, when Rabbi Abou comes back and says, what is Yatiz? He knocks it out, means knocks out the chicks. That's talking about, again, where the nest was built, according to Rashi, by using the branches either from the tree that was Kodesh or from the Asherah. And the reason that it's mutar over here is because you're taking out the chicks, the kinta, the nest itself is problematic. But the eggs or the chicks that we're talking about, that's what we're discussing, things that are separate. Now, why are the eggs problematic? Rashi, we explained before, said because the eggs are dependent on the tree to hold them up in the nest. And that's why the Rabbanim goes as if they were sitting on the tree itself. The other possibility brings down is that if we're afraid if he takes eggs, that maybe the eggs are mutarim, but we're afraid that if he has to get the eggs, he won't hit them off with a staff. He'll actually climb up the tree and take them down because they're very delicate, and he'll be afraid to knock them with a staff. So therefore we say don't take them down because that will likely lead to him climbing up on the tree or getting benefit from the Asherah itself. Okay, now we're going to start the next Mishnah. Motzei Kelim, person who finds utensils, Baleim Tzurat HaChama, that has an image of the sun, Tzurat HaLevana, or of a moon, but Tzurat HaRkon, or a serpent, Yolichem LeYam HaMelech. Take them, you have to destroy them, put them in Yam HaMelech. Now, when our Mishnah says, Yolichem LeYam HaMelech, that you have to take these and dump them in Yam HaMelech, Rashi comments and says that this is only according to the Rabbanan. So according to Rabbanan, who say that all Shart Slamim are Mutarim, that it's only these certain Slamim are Asurim, and there are other images, other idols, other statues that are problematic. This is only according to the Rabbanan who say that other statues or images are permitted. Then over here, they also answer these three different images that are mentioned in our Mishnah. That's the way Rashi explains it. Tosfos takes issue with this and says, no. He says he wasn't so careful because even Rabbi Meir, when we go back to the Gemara before, was Oser by an Andarti. But other Tzlamim, he also agrees are Mutarim. So even according to Rabbi Meir, this Breita or this Mishnah could be talking about Rabbi Meir's position as well. And that's the way the Rashbam explained it over here, that it's Rabbi Meir or the Chachamim on those items that are Mutarim. Now the Rabbeinu Tam, who explained, we remember back in the Mishnah, explained the Mishnah slightly differently. When it said Andarti, it was not qualifying Rabbi Meir, but rather qualifying the Rabbanon. Then even according to the Rabbanon, there are no Tzlamim that are Mutarim. So then what are we speaking about over here? Shashar Tzlamim, that's when they're not made on Kelim. When they're not made on Kelim, Tzlamim or images are problematic. But when they're put on Kelim, then we assume they are for Noi, for beautification, except for these three, or these three exceptions here. So the reason that this Mishnah differentiates or is different than the position we saw before is because it's on Kelim. On Kelim, they have a different status. They're all for Noi, except for these three. Whereas when they're images or standalone images, then they're problematic, even according to the Chachamim, if they're not in Andarti. If they're on nice, quality, decorative, beautiful utensils, then that's true. But on the mevuzim, if they're on things that are not so pretty or not nice, then mutarim, because then it's obviously not for Avodah Zarah. So let's understand our Mishnah. People only worship the sun, the moon, and serpents, the midah achrin, but other things not. Wait a minute, we have a Tosefta, Shochet Lishum Yamim, person who shechs something for the to the seas, Lishum Naro to the rivers, Lishum Midbar to the deserts, Lishum Chama to the sun, Lishum Levana to the moon, Lishum Kochavim Mazalo to the stars and the constellations, Lishum Michael Sarah Gadol, or to Michael, Lishum Shilshul Katana to a worm, Harayelu Zivchei Meitim, that's all considered like worshipping Avodah Zarah. So you see that they worship to almost anything that is here. Bach adds in the word Lishum Harim, and Rashi, all these cases, says that it's obviously not to these items, because we said before that those can't be gods. On the other hand, it's Lissar Mumunei Al Harim. We're talking about the Sar that's Mumunei Al Harim, the Sar that's Mumunei Al Yamim. It sounds like from Rashi, not the objects themselves. But you see here that they worship a much wider range of items than what is mentioned in our Mishnah. So Abaye solves the problem. Abaye, Miflach L'chol, Mishkachei Palchei. They worship anything that can be found. Miyatzer U'mefalchei. Things that they draw, make images of, and then worship it. Hanitlata D'chashivei Tzair L'hu Palchei L'hu. These three images that are important or significant, they make them, and then they worship them. L'midei Achrina, L'noi Ba'amu Abdi L'hu. But other items, since they're not so significant, they draw them, they make pictures of them, they form them, but they do not worship them. Now the Gemara continues, Ma'atkit Rav Sheshet Chomrei, or Chomrei Matnita. Rashi says that Rav Sheshet used to collect brightot that were difficult to explain in order to bring them to the Beit Midrash to explain them. On the other hand, Tosus brings from the Shem of the Rashbam that he used to bring klalim, principles that were laid out in the brightot, used to bring those to the Beit Midrash. So Vatani brought this brightot, Kol HaMazalot Mutarim, all mazalot, all constellations are okay, Chutz M'mazal Chama Ulevana, excluding the sun and the moon. V'chol partzufim mutarim, all faces are fine, chutz mipartzus v'adam, except for the face of a person. V'chol atzurot mutarot, all images are fine, chutz mitzurat drakon of the serpent. Amar mar. So let's understand this brayta. Kol ha-mazalot mutarim, chutz mazal chama ulevana. What are we speaking about here when we say all the constellations are mutarim except for the sun and the moon? It says, hachamai iskinen, ilim ba'useh, that he himself is making them. Is it really true, outside of the sun and the moon, you can make the other constellations? We have a pasuk that says, Lo tasuni ti, and Gemara Dashens, Lo tasun kidmut shimshayim shamshim lefanai be'marom. Lo tasuni ti, don't make things that are with me. All those that are up with me in the heavens, don't make images of those items. So how could it be that he's making a constellation outside of the sun and the moon? So that can't be it. Elipshito, must be b'motzei, he found them. And like we learned in our Mishnah, Motzei Kelim, Baleim Tzurat Chama V'Tzurat Mana, Tzurat Darkom, Yolichem L'Yam HaMelech. If it's talking about, if it has a image of a sun, a moon, or a serpent on them, you have to destroy them. Now, it says, Ibe Motzei, if you're talking about finding them, Ema Mitziyata, what are you going to do with the next section of the Braita? Kol HaPartzuvot Mutarim, all images of faces are fine, Chutz Min Partzuf Adam, except for the image of a person's face. It says, Ibe Motzei, if he's finding it, Partzuf Adam mi Asur. Why is the image of an individual Asur? Vatnan. We have our Mishnah. Amotzei Kelim. Valeim Tzurat Chama, Tzurat Levana, Tzurat Drakon, Yolichem Levan Mamelech. Tzurat Drakon in Partzuf Adam lo. That's only if it's a serpent, but Adam no. So it sounds like from our Mishnah that if you find the Partzuf Adam, then that is just fine. Ella, what it must be, Ella Pshita B'oseh. When he's actually making them. Ukid Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua. And like the limud of Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua, who learns the pasuk, we're going to come up to that in tomorrow's daf, but it comes up with a pasuk that says, Lo tasun iti, darshinat lo tasun oti. Don't make images of me, but my shamshim, that's fine. So he thinks that making the image shamshim is fine. Mar says, if that's the case, ibe oseh. Now the Gemara, Rashi points out here, which is interesting, by oseh, the whole part sufim, that you may not make all images of any faces. That means chaya, behima, and to draw them, and shor, and aryeh, Nesher and eagles, even though we know that in the Maaseh Merkava and other places we do have those images that are mentioned, that they're up in the constellations with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, up in the heavens with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So how come we're allowed to make them? So Rashi says, because we don't make them exactly like they do or the way they're found above. They're one goof that has four different faces. Over here, we're not making them in that similar manner, and that's why it's permissible over here, even according to the one who says, Lotasuniti, that you're not allowed to make things that are similar to the constellations or what are with Hashem and Kodesh Baruch Hu up in the sky. So even though he would restrict those items that are like this, the sun, the moon, the stars, the mazalot, and the constellations, nevertheless, he would permit these animals, even though they're found in the descriptions of the Maaseh HaMerkava. So Gemara is not at the point, but Yosef, must be we're talking about making over here. Okay, so then what about Ema Seifa? What are we going to do with the last part of the Braito, which says, Kol tzurot mutarot, chutz mitzurot d'rakon. You're allowed to make any image except for that of a servant. Ibo seh, if you're making a tzurat d'rakon mi'asir, why can't you make the image of a serpent? Aktiv. Lo tu'asun iti Elohei chesif Elohei zahav. Cannot make gods of silver and gold. Hani'in, those are problematic. But not the items, hachin, tzurat, drakon, no. But when it comes to a serpent, sounds like those are not problematic. I mean, losa tasuniti is those things that are found up in the constellation, up in the heavens. But what's down here is not problematic, so why can't you make a drakon? So what's elopshita bimotze? Must be that he found it. So now what do you have? Uchtan, like we have in our Mishnah, motze kilim, valim tzurat chama, right, has on it the tzurat the chama, or the levana, or the serpent, those are problematic. So now we have a situation in which the Reish and the Seif of the Braita, Bimotzei, are talking about finding these items. Umitziyato, in the middle section of the Braita, is talking about Bosei, when you're making these items. So that means when it comes to all the constellations and the heavenly bodies, over there we say, if you find them, everything's okay except for the sun and the moon. You can't make any of them. Also, in the latter half, when it comes to finding items that have images on them, like the serpent, all those are fine except for the serpent, because you can make all of those images because none of them are found in the heavenly constellation. So those would all be permissible to make. The only problem is when you find the one that has the darkon on it, has the serpent on it, that we worry about the fact that it was used towards Avodah Zarah. But Mitzioto, the middle case, is Boset. That middle case is the case of the partsufim, the faces. So when it comes to the faces, all faces are permitted except for the face of man. That means that one is permitted to make Oset, all faces, all images, except the image of a man. Because when it comes to Motze, when it comes to finding, even the image of a person or a face, that's no problematic. We see for a mission, that's not one of the items mentioned. So we have now a Braita that is broken down into those parts, which is Reish and Seifar b'Motze, and Mitziyata is Bose. So now Rabbi, right, says in Reish and Seifar b'Motze, and Mitziyata b'Ose. That's exactly right. That Braita will be explained in that manner. Rav Amar, Rav says no, Kula b'Motze. The whole Braita is talking about a case where you find the items. Ah, Mitziyata, what are you going to do with that middle section that says if you find it, you can't keep it if it has a man's face on it? Why not? That's not a problem. That's not mentioned in our Mishnah. So why can't you keep it? So he says, the Tanya, this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, we have a Braita. Rabbi Yehuda, Mosif, Af, Demut, Menika, Visarafis. Rabbi Yehuda adds on, not only the images that are mentioned in our Mishnah, but also a image of a nursing woman and Sarapis. Now the question here about the Girsa, whether it's Sarapis or Sar Ephes. So Rashi says, Sarapis is just Sar Venasit Sar. Somebody was made into a minister or a leader. And the Rishbam says, Sar Ephes is the one who removed the problem of Ephes, the problem of zero. We'll see in a second what that means. Minika, what is the problem with a nursing woman? Hashem Chava. That's like Chava, Sheminika, Kololam Kulo. So that she provided for the whole world. She was the first mother, she was the first one to nurse, and she is the one who provides for the whole world. Sarfis, Hashem Yosef. That refers to Yosef. Shesar, Umepis, it's Kololam Kulo. Because he went ahead and he sustained the whole world. Now, these are only true, v'hud enakid, garyua, v'kakayo. That's only if Yosef has in hand a measuring cup, and he's going ahead and measuring, which shows that he's the one controlling or doing this. And also by the woman, v'hid enakta ben v'kamenika. That's only if she's holding a child and nursing that child, that these are problematic. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are images of people that will be problematic, and he'll be the author of that middle position in the Braita. So that would be, if he's the author of the Braita, then we can talk about all about finding. And each of these cases, when you find them, the problematic things are the Chama Levana, the serpent, and now the face of Adam, when it's the face of an Isha Meneket, or of Yosef, and then we can find, or the Adam, Partuf Adam, that will be the problematic situation, and Rabbi Yehuda will be the author of the Braita, according to Rava, without having to create a situation where the Reish and the Seifa are Motzei, in the middle is Osei. Okay, we'll stop over here.